I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Okay, who's the bigger knucklehead here, the scammer or the scammy? I saw the story on King 5 the other night. We got a woman from somewhere here in Western Washington who says she's been scammed out of thousands of dollars in these romance scams, online romance scams where you meet somebody online and you send them money. And okay, so 60 grand. This is her fifth scammer that she is talking to right now. She says she's already sent her current scammer. She admits she's in the middle of this thing right now. Number five.
$60,000.
She's already sent this guy a MacBook, an Apple Watch, and hundreds of dollars.
What does he...
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. However, according to the King 5 story, she said...
What is he giving to her?
She knows for sure she's being scammed, and she can't wait to drop him like a hot potato.
Has she even seen this guy's face?
Well, no, I don't think they've met in person yet. She's been a victim multiple times. She says it's because she's been a widow twice. Quote, because I'm gullible, because they can sense that, you try to say, what are you doing? Get your head out of your butt. The woman says she's come across scammers on many online dating websites, including Elite Singles and Silver Singles. Oh. She said one man scammed her out of 20 grand, but later felt bad for her. According to her, he even told her he had been lying and what she should be looking for in other scammers. So here's her advice to you. Here's what she's learned. Number one, always meet the date in person.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Number two, don't trust them if they fall in love right away. And number three, and this is the important one, don't trust them if they ask for money and expensive items. Wow. And according to the story, Brad, for whatever reason, we can talk about this later on, Washington, according to the Better Business Bureau, is one of the hot spots for these online romance scams.
Well, Washington, a hot spot for finding a place, you know, tough place to find a place to rent. But in Kansas City, they've got some apartments available for rent because they got a problem down there. Beverly McCall called some attention to her apartment, and the people from Fox 4 TV in Kansas City went over there. See, Beverly, she's trying to turn her life around. She got out of prison, and she got a new apartment. She thought this would be a fresh start. Then she started to notice that there was some leaking around the windows and some holes in the utility closet and things. And then she started to notice the bats, and she was getting bitten by the bats in her own apartment.
Now that I lay down at night, I can't sleep because I'm wondering what's in bed with me. It's terrifying.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's funny. Bats biting you in your sleep.
Yeah, what do you...
This sounds like a Stephen King movie.
You put a tent over your bed? What do you do?
She has pictures showing bite marks on her neck, head, ear. She says her ear is still visibly sore and swollen. She has a hospital discharge paper that shows she was treated for bat bites and given rabies shots. Her landlord, she says the landlord needs to make it right and do something about exterminating the place, fixing the place. It's uninhabitable. And then... the landlord says, you know, okay, we had the Kansas City health inspectors out, and they said that they sealed up the holes where the bats are getting in.
The bat holes.
And they had to clean up all the bat guano. And they said that we've exterminated everything. Tuesday was the deadline for the owner to turn in the proof of the repairs.
Okay, last thing here. Hard to believe that you'd be so drunk that you would forget doing this, swallowing a 6-inch spoon. This story coming to us from China, where a woman went to the hospital earlier this month for stomach pains, and they run an x-ray on her, and there it is. And the x-ray, you can see this thing. Go Google it up if you want. There is a 6-inch spoon right there in the middle, right in her abdomen. And so you got to get that thing out of there. Right? So rather than open her stomach, listen to this. They did something. They did a gastroscopy procedure, which involves inserting a thin tube down the patient's throat.
Okay.
They describe this as very tricky and slippery and very difficult to grab hold of. The doctor inserted a snare loop to grab hold of the spoon and maneuver it back out through her mouth.
Top.
So they're putting this thing down her
throat.
They're
fishing for a spoon.
And they're fishing for a spoon. Even after snaring the spoon, the doctor said it was difficult to pull it out. It would get stuck along the way on the way out.
They could have given her that solution I used before my colonoscopy.
Yes, yes, yeah.
It'll come out.
I can't believe it's new.
Trust
yeah,
me.
That stuff will, it'll come flying out.
It will.
If you use that green-yellow solution that they want you to take.